charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a post-truth Tuesday edition. Got a fine guest joining me in the next hour. He is Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct. I guess that's the name of his fine show. Also, Dominic joining me in the Happier Happy Hour. And on tomorrow's big program, we've done some booking. You'll be very proud of us. Former U.S. Senator Al Franken in the 3 o'clock hour on Wednesday. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, new Marquette University Law School polling. Pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin joins me on the big show in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. Please make a note of it. But let's get back to the post-truth. And oh yeah, if you want to shout at the Devils, 844-967-2789. I've got Evan right here in Madison. A little sicker, but apparently none the worse for wear. I appreciate you coming into work, big guy. You got to fill in Fancy Brian's very large shoes. I mean, the dude's like size 16. Those are some big shoes. But anyways, Evan will be lightly screening your calls all day at 844-967-2789. I want to come back to the post-truth candidate in the state of Georgia. And we're going to talk about a few other candidates, but going to go back to David Perdue. And it puts me in this weird position, because I'm not exactly sure that we're rooting for Brian Kemp, if you know what I'm saying. But if we're looking at the GOP primary in the state of Georgia, maybe trying to read the tea leaves, it would be encouraging to see Brian Kemp beat David Perdue. It would imply that you can still be a Republican of conscience in this nation. And currently, the polling, according to the Atlanta Constitution, favors Kemp. Kemp is the incumbent. Kemp's been the governor for a long time down there. And Kemp, of course, is going to have his own problems in the general election, I'd like to think. He will, you know, go again against the contender, Stacey Abrams. But first, he's got to win the primary. And first, he's got to beat off the Trump-endorsed David Perdue. So anyways, back to the opinion piece here of Greg Sargent at the Washington Post. Remember, as long as the Electoral Count Act of 1887 remains unreformed, if a GOP governor in a state set to decide the election certifies sham electors for a losing Republican candidate and the GOP-controlled House of Representatives counts those electors, they stand. Can you see how that would have played out in 2020, let's say? Let's say the Republicans controlled the House of Representatives. And numerically, they kind of did. State by state, if you count the number of Republican-controlled states, there's more of them, both on a state legislative level and on a congressional state-by-state level. They control more congressional caucuses. So anyways, back to the piece here. That's why it's important that a bipartisan group of senators is meeting this week to discuss the Electoral Count Act reforms. Let's hope those include built-in safeguards against governors and state legislators from certifying sham electors. That was the plan right here in the great state of Wisconsin. You know, they fraudulently just said, well, Trump won. Here's our slate of electors. And there were a number of people that signed off on this, all of them Republican officials, including a Wisconsin elections commissioner, Bob Spindell, his name. But we'll talk more about Bob later. Greg Sargent writes, but beyond structural reform, our democracy will also depend on elections officials performing their roles with integrity at a time when pressure to corrupt election outcomes might only be increasing. And so, even if that stolen election scenario is improbable, it will have value if a candidate running on an implicit vow to execute that scenario goes down to defeat. It could mean GOP voters aren't swayed by the argument that they should elect the governor for the express purpose of subverting future elections. That's the forward-looking David Perdue. I'll subvert the next election. That's the promise I make to you, the voters. A little bit more here. We shouldn't be overly sanguine about the meaning of Perdue's loss. Kemp did sign an onerous voter suppression law, and such measures are being implemented by GOP legislatures across the country. What's more, many GOP candidates are running on a willingness to corrupt elections in a similar manner, including candidates for governor in swing states such as Pennsylvania, Michigan, and wait for it, Wisconsin. And GOP primary voters might pick them. So even if Perdue loses, a 2024 sham elector scheme will remain a live possibility, if an unlikely one. Still, a big loss for Perdue would be welcome. Is there any candidacy quite like his? Remarkably, the basis for Perdue's challenge is that Kemp performed his official duty with integrity. How dare he? Despite facing some of the most intense pressure in the country from Trump and the MAGA movement to corrupt himself in our elections on Trump's behalf. Here's the conclusion, folks. If Perdue is wagering that GOP voters' angst over losing in 2020 will make them ripe marks, he hopes to exploit the raw emotions that always grip voters of the out-of-power party to portray the act of upholding the integrity of a loss amid extremely difficult conditions as a betrayal. This reprobate can't lose by enough. So writes Greg Sargent at the Washington Post of, I guess he's gubernatorial candidate now, David Perdue. Former senator, hopefully former gubernatorial candidate soon. But anyways, we'll take your calls. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a post-truth Tuesday. And it's not just the state of Georgia. The contract of the super-duper cyber ninja auditor sort of guy here in the state of Wisconsin, the partisan special prosecutor, I call him Michael Big Lie Gableman. Well, we've renewed the contract. And when I say we, I mean the former Republican establishment. The guy that's the Speaker of the Assembly, the most powerful Republican in the state of Wisconsin, has fully capitulated to the wishes of Donald Trump. Trump said, you better do it. And Voss said, okay, whatever you want, Cheeto Messiah. So anyways, come back with us. Shout at the devils. 844-967-2789. Taking your Tuesday's calls. But they better be truthful. Or, you know, I'm dumping your ass. Looking at you, CJ. Come back. 844-96-PARTY. It is a political party up in here.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one
stump more. Nice and slow. One, two. And speed up more. One, two, three, four. And stomp away. Because